Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner in our Chock Full Wednesday here, and we're about to talk to Yumi Odom, who is founder and president of East Coast Black Age of Comics, the convention coming up here, coming in Baltimore, actually, this Saturday. Yumi, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
And for all you comic freaks out there, 410-319-8888 is the number. You can email us at talk@steinershow.org. You can tweet us at Mark Steiner, 410-319-8888. So tell us what the East Coast Black Age of Comics convention is. Let's start there.
Actually, it's the nation's first full-service comic convention and the nation's first black comic convention.
Huh.
And what that just means is that we do training. We have an annual awards program. Well, actually about three of them this year. We do trainings. We have several workshops at the libraries here in Philadelphia. And we also travel to other sites to do our workshops.
So what do the workshops do? I mean, people come in and learn how to write comics, draw? I mean, what are the workshops?
Well, all of that. We have a STARS workshop. STARS is storytelling.
Uh-huh.
It advances reading skills. So that's for youth mostly.
Huh.
But we also have an adult-level comic book workshop, which is comic book creation workshop, which I usually facilitate.
So how do... I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, Yumi. Go ahead.
That's the, those are just two of about eight types that we do.
Interesting. So and that I like that idea. I mean, people always wrestle with how to use comics in that way. And I'm curious, one of the things that we've talked about in the show before, which I think is fascinating, at least for me, is the kind of long history of black folks in comics. We think that it's all like just coming up now with the great stuff that that our friend Ta-Nehisi is about to do with the Black Panther.
Yeah.
But everything from the origins of Lothar to the all-Negro comics of 1947, I mean, there's a real rich history here.
Right, we go back to about the 1800s with black people in comic strips, but the actual comic book that we're talking about is the superhero type of comic book.
Right.
And we get our first one from right here in Philadelphia with Orrin Evans in 1947 with all-Negro comics. And then one that most people know, of course, is 1966 with the Black Panther. And that was created by Jack Kirby for Marvel Comics.
So I wonder how you think that the Ta-Nehisi doing this Black Panther series now, how much do you think that's going to change the landscape when it comes to black comics and comics in general?
Well, it depends on how well it's done. I think he's looking at doing a very good job. It's gotten sales before the book is even out. So it's already oversold.
Right. So don't you think this is a leap? A potential leap for all of us in the world of comics to have this on the scene, how it might kind of change the dynamic.
In terms of the popular comic books, yes. What we focus at on Xbox, it was called the Black Age of Comics. So we look at mostly independent comic book creators. They're as popular, but it's a niche community at this point. So instead of people recreating or blackenizing the contemporary characters, there's about 1,000 or more independent comic book creation that people could use and read. There's a whole host of stories online. And at the Xbox convention, we have the actual creators present for the public to speak to.
So where is that online live? What is that site?
To go to www.ecbacc.com. That's the East Coast Black Age of Comics Convention.com. Or Facebook, you can do East Coast, and the entire name show up. We have about two or three Facebook pages. There's an Xbox Biz Facebook page, and one under the longer name.
So, what happens this Saturday in Towson when you all come?
Saturday, it's a mini version of our annual convention. So we have three workshops running simultaneously: a STARS workshop for youth, a STARS workshop for adults. And there'll be an adult comic book creation workshop. We have two panels, late morning, early afternoon. There's a mini exhibit, a portable exhibit that I usually host that takes us through the beginning of superheroes up until the current time.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a screenings of some videos, and of course the marketplace, which is the attraction for most of our conventions.
Well, what's the marketplace?
Independent comic book creators who come out, These are the ones who are previous Xbox supporters and vendors. So this was by selection only. So it'll be between 15 and 20 comic book vendors there. And that's an all-day workshop from 11 o'clock until 5 p.m.
This is an important world to kind of open up here that many people don't even know exists. I mean, so and you live in Philly, right?
Yeah.
And you so you have a couple things in Philly. One of them is the Showcase Comics, which is the largest black-owned comic shop in the country. Is that right? Talk a bit about that.
That one, I believe, that's the one in South Philly.
Yeah.
Let me see. Are they supported that box? Actually, I don't have too much to do with the comic book shops. We actually focus on the independents here in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Other than... there's a new comic book and coffee shop, Amalgam, one of our supporters.
Yes, right.
Johnson. He just opened up the shop earlier this year.
And that's the first comic shop opened in this country by a black woman, right?
Yes.
Talk about it. I mean, what's it like? What's in there?
Well, comic shop and coffee house. So for folks who like coffee and crumpets, it's a great space. She has more modern comic books. It's a great talking space. It's hosted a few different events. Since her opening.
So, I mean, she when I was reading about her, she talked about how she lived in this world between comics and coffee and always had to walk across the street, get her coffee, then walk across the street and sit down and read the comics. So she decided to open up her own spot. Is that the story?
That's part of it, because both of us were influenced by a young woman named Coco who used to own Crimson Moon. And so what happened is you go to Fat Jack's on 20th and Phantom and leave there and go next door to, across the street to Coco's coffee shop. So Ariel Johnson has combined the best of both worlds.
And is that a spot you hang out in?
Have not been there yet, but we're her supporters. She came to us initially when she was putting it together.
Uh-huh.
So our Xbox supporters have been there, but I have not been there yet. My schedule is ridiculous.
So I mean, it sounds like a very cool spot. Is she coming to Baltimore with you?
No, she won't be with us this time. She's been coming to Xbox here in Philadelphia, but she's not assigned to Baltimore.
That's too bad. I look forward to meeting her. It sounds like she has a very cool spot there.
Now, if she comes down as a patron, you might see her, but she's not one of our vendors this year.
Gotcha. Well, we'll have to talk to her another day and see just what she's doing up there. I love Philly, and it'd be really cool to kind of hear what she's up to. But tell me about, let's go back to what we talked about a little earlier. I mean, you see comics as having this role in promoting youth literacy, which is a huge issue, really. So talk a bit about that, your whole philosophy behind that and what you're literally doing.
Well, the reason I do that is because I use myself as an example. Because of comic books, the Fantastic Four, the Avengers, the X-Men, I always got the highest grades in vocabulary tests, the PSAT, the SAT, and I can link that directly to reading of comic books.
Whoa, stop for a second. You mean take a step back and do that again? That's something that sounds counterintuitive to most people who heard that. So do that again.
I think a lot of people in that same boat. We learn some scientific words from reading comic books. You learn how to put a sentence together from reading comic books. It's not just about the pictures, but it's also a literacy component. So back in 1982 and 86, I introduced the first Kemet and comics in the classroom workshops. We used comic books to teach people how to read. And from there, you go into drawing.
So
doing that, there's also a workshop that I'll be hosting on Saturday, too, which is the CBCB workshop. We'll talk about superhero language, superhero powers. And even with that, you can get up to 1,000 words per workshop that's entirely new and learn how to create new words.
That's amazing. And you've seen this. I mean, so I think that would be a really important thing for, like, people who are just involved in our schools and our literacy programs in schools and after-school programs really understand. I mean, because that's, you know what I'm saying? When I said earlier, it sounds counterintuitive to most people.
There's still a stigma on comic book reading. We discussed this recently, which is why folks now use the term graphic novel, but it's a comic book.
No, I love that idea. I think that's something that that really hasn't been explored in any depth, at least from my knowledge, here or other places in a broader sense. But it'd be interesting how to really hit that in a place with young people and show people how that can work. Because you're using their mind to think about the stories they want to tell, how to tell the story, how to write the words, how to use the language, and also how to create the graphic image or the video image. I mean, there's a lot there.
Well, that comes across in our STARS workshop. We have what's called the Xbox patented four panel method, where you can make up to 100 stories using four panels. If you have a group of 20 students and they're broken into many companies of four or five, you can get 25 different stories per group. It just encourages people to use their imaginations, to use the word bubbles in all the different forms, and to create these great new stories.
So have you taken this idea into schools and school systems? Have you brought the establishment into this thing at all?
Well, of course. We started with the Kim in the classroom workshops, but the STARS one that we do here in the Free Library and in the school district, those, it's not part of the curriculum. We're invited in as guests.
Uh-huh.
They really could turn this into an actual program in the Philadelphia school curriculum. But again, I think the issue is that comic books still are stigmatized.
Right, right.
They still look at it as if they're for children, but it's all adults who are making these comic books. They're really adult books.
I think back to my childhood, which I'm older than you, but there weren't that many black comics or many black comic book characters of real note back in the 50s. But we had classic comics, right?
Right.
And had these novels that were like put into comic books, and parents would go, oh, don't read that stuff, you got to read the real book. But oftentimes that would lead to the real book.
Well, so we have a few of those. There was a series called Golden Legacy.
Yeah, right.
African-American history, American history through a comic book. And those are some of the greatest books anybody's ever seen. And right, they do lead you into reading the actual history and following up on what you've seen in the comic book form.
No, I this is exciting, the stuff you're doing. So what are some of the black authored and drawn comics that you recommend for people to get a hold of that we might not know about?
Oh, there's so many. We have some of our award winners in Stephen Harris, Robert Garrett, Lashindo Kuwumba, Roy Okupe is a new one, relatively new, has a, I think his character is called XO, the book is called XO. He's on the internet, but he also has a physical comic book, and he'll be with us this Saturday, too.
Huh.
He's serving on a panel.
This panel sounds really exciting. I mean, the whole thing you're doing sounds really exciting. So this is going to be at Towson this Saturday, right? It'll be at from 11 to 5 p.m., at Towson University in the Liberal Arts Building at 251 University Avenue. You can go to towson.edu for information, but I guess you can go to your website as well for more information, right? It's all there too?
Yes, the website, all the Facebook pages.
Okay, it's ecbacc.com, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now. So that's very cool. I think this is really important. I'm really glad you bring this to Baltimore. How did you end up bringing it here, by the way?
Well, we've been repeat that.
Say again, I'm sorry?
Repeat that question.
I mean, how did you end up bringing it to Baltimore?
Well, we've been coming to the Reginald Lewis Museum for the past 4 or 5 years during Kwanzaa. Our treasurer lives in Baltimore. So she finds us links, and we were invited by Dr. Wargs from Towson. So he comes to Philadelphia for EdBot.
Uh-huh.
Last year, well, 2 years ago now, he invited us down for Towson 1 last year in March.
Well, I
we got to be at Towson.
Gotcha. Well, this is exciting. I think the work you're doing is really important, and I love the images as I was going through your website and some of the other work you were doing. So I encourage folks to come down, young and old, to the East Coast Black Age of Comics Convention, Towson University. The Black Comic Book Mini Festival takes place this Saturday, March 26th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Towson University in the Liberal Arts Building located at 251 University Parkway. And just come on down there, and these incredible workshops will be taking place, celebrating literacy and creativity with black superheroes and superpowered characters. You can go to towson.edu for more information, or go right to the source itself at ecbacc.com or their Facebook page. And Yumi, I hope I get a chance to meet you. This is Yumi Odom. You're doing great work, and I appreciate you taking the time today.
Well, thank you.
We'll be talking soon, I hope.
I hope so. If you're there on Saturday, I'll be in the back room at two workshops.
Very cool. I look forward to that. I look forward to that. And as we do our more comics conversations in the air, we're going to bring you into those conversations.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yumi Odom, founder and president of the East Coast Black Age of Comics Convention, Inc. Check him out this Saturday. We'll take a short break and come back. And it's time to check out what's happening in this issue of the City Paper. Don't go away.